June, too soon. July, stand by. August, we must. September, remember. October, soon over. November, all over.
An old mariner's rhyme. In preparation for this hurricane season, Sagicor General reminds you to take all necessary safety precautions to protect yourself, home, car, family, and business. Get the protection you need from Sagicor General. Give us a call at 431-2800 or email us at getcovered@sagicorgeneral.com. Sagicor General, wise financial thinking for life.
And it's time to say good morning to the Sagicor team. We have Richard and we have a member of his outfit ready to deliver regarding Sagicor's business today. Richard, good morning, and tell us who you have from the team.
Good morning, Ronnie. Good morning, Barbados. And good morning to all the listeners listening in, whether on the terrestrial system or via the World Wide Web. This morning, we have with us Miss Ariadne Harrison. She is a customer service representative within the Sagicor General family. And we're going to be going through some important things on what you should know about hurricane season, but more importantly, about home insurance and property insurance. And we're also going to delve a bit into contents insurance as well.
Ariadne, good morning. Hi, good morning and welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Let's kick off.
Can you hear me well?
Yeah, very well, very clear. Let's kick off with the questions. I'm in the process of purchasing a house. What types of insurance should I be considering?
Well, when purchasing a home, what I could suggest is you actually take a look into our homeowner's policy, which is a fully comprehensive policy. If you're actually purchasing what we will call a fixer-upper, you could also take a look at our contractor's all-risk policy, which also secures the home while under construction.
And how do we get in contact to start the process?
Ronnie, that's easy. We have several avenues from how you can reach us. Obviously, these are different times. So we have the virtual environment. So you can feel free to reach out to us by telephone at 431-2800. You can reach out to us via email at sgi-info@sagicorgeneral.com. That's sgi-info@sagicorgeneral.com. You can also visit our website, www.sagicor.com. And on the personal solutions, you can select property insurance and you can get some information there, but it also gives you links that you can submit information or request a quote right from the website.
Getting to property insurance, what is covered by property insurance? Is it just the building?
Well, no. Building is one section of the policy. It also covers contents within your home. You can also have, let's say, your solar. If you have a solar system, that could also be covered, as well as what we find is newly popular, the photovoltaic systems, which are like the solar panels, which you can also insure since it's usually connected to the home. You could also look at insuring valuables as well under the policy. And yeah, there's also a public liability aspect of the policy in terms of if someone gets injured on the property, that comes into effect. So it's a very fully comprehensive policy, you know, to ensure that every aspect is covered, whether in hurricane season or otherwise. Yeah.
Define valuables.
Valuables, what we would consider valuables, or let's say fine art, if you're into art, if you have very expensive jewelry that you would like to specify so that you can get full value, these things will require appraisals so that we would know exactly what is worth, and then they will be quoted accordingly.
As a landlord, is there special coverage which I can invest in to secure my investment? And am I liable for my tenant's contents?
Well, as a landlord, if it's a private dwelling home, well, you could look at getting our key protector's homeowner's policy, which would cover the building aspect of it. If you are more looking towards like owning an apartment building, what I could suggest is what we would call our commercial fire perils policy, which, you know, would cover a way bigger, what I should say, way bigger property. And nothing inside. So the tenants are responsible for insuring their own stuff within their home, their personal effects and everything. That is not the responsibility of the landlord. The landlord is just responsible for insuring the building structure. Yeah.
Another term, content insurance. Go ahead, Richard.
No, I was just going to say, in terms of the question before, in terms of the landlord, obviously, when it comes to insurance, you're able to insure something that you have an insurable interest in. So as a landlord, I would not have a financial interest in terms of your contents. So it would be unfair that if they were damaged, that as a landlord, I'd be the one to benefit from such insurance coverage. So that really is in the domain of the tenant. But we always recommend to tenants, you know, your structure is insured, so your landlord will be able to rebound. But will you as a tenant be able to rebound having lost your equipment? And let's be honest, Ronnie, these are COVID times and more persons are working from home. And more persons have become entrepreneurs within the last 16 to 18 months. So imagine a situation where you've become an entrepreneur, you've invested in equipment such as, let's say, you're baking. So you have mixers, you have stock and so on. It would be remiss of you not to insure that. And then in the event of a hurricane, a fire, or whatever, you suffer a loss that then puts you further back or further into the hole to come out of. So yes, contents insurance, we always recommend to tenants, but that responsibility does not lie with the landlord.
And as we look at another term, content insurance, what is it? And as a tenant, can I purchase content insurance?
Okay, so the content insurance is the it could be covered under the homeowner's policy solely. So it doesn't have to include the building. It would cover the personal effects of the person, furniture, fittings, electrical appliances, your computer, your jewelry. It could cover your bed. Like the whole, your whole setup could be covered once we have an estimated value of what everything is worth within the home. In the event something happens, we could go ahead and cover you under the contents insurance.
Ronnie, what I'd say here is to add to what Ariadne would have just said is, you know, all those little things that make your house a home, those are the things that can go into contents. And as Ariadne rightfully said, once you have the value of these items pre-done, we can then add them to a list of contents for your contents insurance package, and they can be insured.
You're listening to VOB 92.9 FM, this half hour, with the compliments of Sagicor.
June, too soon. July, stand by. August, we must. September, remember. October, soon over. November, all over.
An old mariner's rhyme. In preparation for this hurricane season, Sagicor General reminds you to take all necessary safety precautions to protect yourself, home, car, family, and business. Get the protection you need from Sagicor General. Give us a call at 431-2800 or email us at getcovered@sagicorgeneral.com. Sagicor General, wise financial thinking for life.
21 minutes to 10 o'clock. There's more for us to explore. For example, what items can I cover with contents insurance? I think we would have spoken about property before. Is there a difference between the two? Because people talk about personal property when they really mean contents, right?
That's correct, Ronnie. You know, like I said just now, the things that go into your home to make your, go into a house to make that house your home. So your creature comforts, your television, your stereo, more and more families have some gaming system or something for the children's entertainment, particularly at this time where they can't necessarily go to the play park and that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. So those creature comforts, Ariadne would have spoken to art, special art pieces, expensive pieces of jewelry. Those things all can fall under contents. Even clothing, for example, can be covered under that. Your sofas, your refrigerator, your dining room table, that antique dining room table that you may have inherited from your grandmother, all of those items can be covered under your contents insurance. And we do always recommend to persons to cover these items.
Well, I'm intrigued and I want to take up the offer of insurance, whether home or contents, indeed both. Do I have to visit the office to purchase the insurance?
No, Ronnie, you don't have to come into the office necessarily to purchase insurance. The whole process can technically be done remotely. So whether you start with a call to us at 431-2800, we will have an agent speak you, talk you through the process, and they can then email you what necessary forms you would need to have, kind of give you a checklist of the items that you would need to submit. Or you can email us, like I said before, at sgi-info@sagicorpgeneral.com. We would then submit the forms to you along with the same checklist so that you know what you need to submit to us. And even the payments can be done remotely as well too. And then once everything is received, we can then issue you with your notice of coverage. So you need not go into the office. And then, of course, there are a couple other ways as well, too. If you are a Sagicorp Life customer and you already have your insurance advisor, you can work through your existing insurance advisor for advice. And then he can also set you up with the forms and so on that you need to fill out and complete, talk you through payments, etc., and get that process started seamlessly and smoothly for you.
That's great to know. You're taking into account all of the protocols and current regulations related to the pandemic. Do I have to pay my full premium at once, Richard?
No, you don't. We are a very understanding company, and you know, we do not live in isolation. So we're very cognizant and very aware of the trying circumstances that some of our customers find themselves in. And we give persons up to 6 months to pay interest-free. So you can do 6 equal monthly installments, interest-free. Or for some persons, if once you qualify, we can give you up to 10 months to pay. But those, if you choose for 10 months, it will incur a small interest rate for that. But yes, yeah, so you can pay in a single installment. You can pay 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 installments with no interest. Or once you qualify, 7, 8, or 9, or 10 months installments with a small interest fee attached to that. So no, you don't have to pay all in one go. We have several payment options for you. So once you set up your insurance, you can speak to your customer service rep, your agent, etc., and that can all be worked out for you.
Back to Ms. Harrison, what documents do I need to present to purchase home or contents insurance?
Okay, so the documents required. Well, standard documents is that, as Richard would have mentioned, we would forward our proposal, what we would call our application form, along with the Know Your Customer form for you to fill and sign. We would need a current proof of address. A current proof of address, which is no older than 3 months, preferably utility bill or bank statement. We would also require a form of identification so that we would know exactly, we could confirm who you are. We would also like, especially in terms of the value, if you could get a valuation done so that we would actually know what value we'll be insuring the property for. We could also suggest a value for you. We could also set up, if you are not in the financial position right now, to get a valuation done. Sagicorp could actually set up someone to come by and suggest a value for you that we could use on your insurance policy. And in terms of the contents, we could also send you what we call our contents inventory form for you to fill so that you would be able to give us an estimated value of what the contents are worth. And it is an actual, a detailed breakdown on the form of the different personal effects, appliances, and everything within your home to give you some guidance.
So,
and Ronnie, to add to that, what I would also say, to add to that is, it is also always very important when you're insuring your property to know the value. And this is not value that would have existed 3, 4, or 10 years ago. Let's say, for example, for your house, you may have purchased your house 15 years ago, and it cost you $150,000 at the time. To replace that house, to build a structure in the same specification, same design, and so on, at today's prices, may cost you $200,000. So what you really should be identifying as your insurance value is the replacement cost of the item that you're insuring. So let's say you're insuring your home, and your home is now, to build it from scratch would be $200,000. You look at a value for the home of $200,000. And then when you look at your contents, your televisions, your refrigerator, your freezer, everything involved, you may be looking at a replacement value of those contents of $40,000. You really should be listing your contents at that value. So remember, always the replacement value and not the initial value that you would have had maybe as much as 20 years ago when the structure was built or the items were purchased.
Very true, Richard. Very true.
This 30 minutes on VOB 92.9 FM on a wonderful Wednesday morning, coming to you with the kind compliments of Sagicor.
June, too soon. July, stand by. August, we must. September, remember. October, soon over. November, all over.
An old mariner's rhyme. In preparation for this hurricane season, Sagicor General reminds you to take all necessary safety precautions to protect yourself, home, car, family, and business. Get the protection you need from Sagicor General. Give us a call at 431-2800 or email us at getcovered@sagicorgeneral.com. Sagicor General, wise financial thinking for life.
And it's 13 minutes to 10 o'clock. Very thorough in terms of the information shared so far and the advice and instruction. Let's get some more. Where can I pay my home insurance premiums?
Ronnie, that's actually a very good question. And we have several avenues, several options for persons to make payments. Yes, we are open at our Collymore location. That's right. Sagicor General is at Collymore, building 2 in terms of the Sagicor Financial Complex. And on the ground floor, you can make your payments there. You can also make payments for straight from your bank account if you bank with CIBC First Caribbean, if you bank with Scotia, if you bank with RBC, or if you bank with First Citizens. You can do that straight from your banking portal, set us up as a biller, and you can make that payment according to your payment schedule, which you would have gotten when you set up the initial insurance through your advisor or your customer service representative. We also, you can pay our bills, your premiums, using SurePay, and that's www.surepaybills.com, or you can also pay at any SurePay location. And for those persons who are a bit more tech savvy, we have the Sagicor Go app, which has a myriad of features. But one of the features therein is that you can make payments using that app, or you can even visit our Sagicor website. That's www.sagicor.com and go through the payment portal and make payments there. So there are several options available. Some of them you don't need to leave home. Some of them you can do from the privacy of your phone, your tablet, any connected device. And of course, most of us have to buy groceries at some point in time. So when you're going into the supermarket, several of them have a SurePay location within, and you can walk with your policy number. And that's really the most important thing you would need to have so that you can identify the policy and make the payment to that policy using SurePay.
Generally, how do we contact Sagicor General?
We're very contactable. Like I said before, you can call us at 431-2800, and our call center is open Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So, you know, you get home and your wife says, Richard, did you remember to call Sagicor about the insurance? And you say, no, I wanted to do it when you were here, so let's call now and get yourself out of the doghouse. So we are available with that service until 8 p.m. You can email us at sgi-info@sagicorgeneral.com. We are also connected through the Sagicor website. That's www.sagicor.com. We are on Instagram as sagicor.general. And we are also on Facebook at Sagicor General Insurance. So several ways, whichever your preference, you can reach out to us. And of course, if you have already existing your insurance advisor from Sagicor, you can reach out to your advisor to ask your questions or to get some information on any of the Sagicor General Insurance policies.
We'll be going through the property insurance wellness check today with Richard Smith, marketing officer, marketing communications and brand experience, and our friend Ariadne Harrison, Miss Ariadne Harrison from the customer experience representative with Sagicor General Insurance. It's been a couple of weeks since Hurricane Elsa passed, first hurricane officially since 1955. And how has the experience been for Sagicor, and specifically the both of you, as a result of the contacts and queries that would have come from the passing of Hurricane Elsa?
Ronnie, we have our emergency contacts for situations just like this. So our team has been fielding questions and queries from as early as before even the all clear was given on Friday through our emergency contact centers. And that has continued. And we have been reaching out to customers. We have been answering queries. We have been assigning damage assessors. So our customers have all been, well, not all, but any customer who has reached out to us has been contacted. And we are working through the process for each and every one of these persons. And so far, you know, the response has been very overwhelming in that persons have been, you know, as the Americans would say, singing our praises. So that's always important because at the end of the day, our customer experience is what we're here for. We're here to make sure that our customers are extremely satisfied and that their insurance financial needs are met. So we definitely have been having that. And on the flip side, we've been having lots of queries. And this is why this program is so important. How can I get home insurance? How can I get contents insurance? What value should I place on my structure and so on? You know, we're not in the professional business of household valuations. We work with a couple entities locally that we can recommend for you. But as a general rule of thumb, like I said before, Ronnie, we always try to recommend the persons to insure based on your replacement value, as opposed to any other arbitrary value. Or, you know, my house is 5,000 square feet. John's house is 5,000 square feet. His is insured for $250,000. I'm going to insure my house for $250,000. You really need to look at what goes into each structure. And there are professional valuers in Barbados you can reach out to. And, you know, it is always best to have that real or accurate figure to work with, because at the end of the day, it could create a situation where you are underinsured. You know, there are certain stipulations that would come into play if you're underinsured. So let's say your house is, and we're going to use raw numbers just to make it simple for demonstration purposes. Let's say you insure your house for $100,000, but that replacement value is really $200,000. You actually find yourself in a situation where you're underinsured because you're only insuring 50% of the insurable value. So any claim that arises out of that insurance will be paid in the tune of 50%. So let's say you sustained damage, then that was $30,000. Then because you're uninsured by 50%, then your claim would really be for 50% of that $30,000, which would be a maximum payment of $15,000. So, you know, and it is always important. We always say, you know, for persons to understand this. And then, of course, when it comes to claims, it's always important. And this is clearly spelled out in your insurance documents. It's explained to you up front. There is a deductible of 2% of the sum insured. So when you make a claim, you need to factor that in. So if you have a house that is $200,000 and you sustain damage that is $200, obviously that falls below the threshold of the 2%. So stuff like that, you know, it would be the onus would be on the policyholder to handle those things on their own. But, you know, of course, you can call us at any time to speak to our very knowledgeable customer experience representative, and they can go through all of this. But the document information is presented to you once you purchase the policy. And that's always very important that you know what is covered, what is not covered. And of course, even after you purchase the policy and you want to get a little bit of clarity on what is covered, you know, you can always reach out to us at 431-2800. You can speak to your the person that you would have spoken to initially, or you can speak to any of the other members of the team just for a recap of what's covered and what's not covered.
I'm sure that there's no set turnaround time for an instance such as that.
You mean in terms of the claims process?
Yes.
Right. No, what our claims, what we try to do is respond to persons as quickly as possible. And obviously there's lots of information that would need to be submitted. Photos help as well too. But then we would, in situations like this, arising out of a hurricane, we would have, we try to set out an appointment with you to have a damage assessor come through. Obviously you would look to have your quotations done. So you know you may have had three windows damaged and you would need to replace those three windows. You may have had half of your roof removed. So you can reach out to your preferred contractor for an estimate on the repair value or replacement of the item value. And that will be part of the claims process. So identifying the damage is perhaps your first step, but then quantifying the damage is the second step. And then obviously, as I said, our damage assessors will go through the documents, set up a necessary appointment to come and see, because sometimes they may recognize things that you as the homeowner may not have noticed. And obviously the idea would be to return your property to its state before the peril, before the incident. So in this case, before Hurricane Elsa. So that that is a collaborative approach, but we try to make the process as quickly and as seamless as possible. And of course, there are several persons in Barbados who would have already been at the end of their process out of Hurricane Elsa and are on their way to recovery thanks to Sagicor General Insurance.
So once again, the contact numbers and the opening hours.
We're available in person at our Collamerock location. That's Building 2, Sagicor Financial Center. We're available Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You can access our call center, our customer contact center, and that's at 431-2800. And they're available from 8 in the morning to 8 at night. That's contact center by 431-2800, available from 8 in the morning till 8 at night. We're available through our website, and that's www.sagicor.com. And that's obviously available 24 hours a day. We also have WhatsApp for business. We're available on Instagram. We're available on Facebook. So we're fully connected via social media and so on. So, you know, have a question, feel free to reach out to us. And of course, if you already have a relationship with your insurance advisor, you can feel free to reach out to your insurance advisor for any additional information or to submit any additional information that you may want to submit.
A very thorough examination and property insurance wellness check, courtesy Ms. Ariadne Harrison, customer experience representative with Sagicor General Insurance, and Mr. Richard Smith, marketing officer, marketing communications and brand experience. Thanks to both of you for coming through this morning, conducting the check and making us all feel better.
Thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure, Ronnie. And of course, we have a couple more weeks in this series, so we look forward to sharing additional information on new topics with our listening public, both our existing Sagicor customers and those of you who may not be insured, but obviously should be insured. Feel free to tune in every Wednesday morning at 9:30 a.m. right here on VOB 92.9 FM.
Thank you, Richard.
June, too soon. July, stand by. August, we must. September, remember. October, soon over. November, all over.
An old mariner's rhyme. In preparation for this hurricane season, Sagicor General reminds you to take all necessary safety precautions to protect yourself, home, car, family, and business. Get the protection you need from Sagicor General. Give us a call at 431-2800 or email us at getcovered@sagicorgeneral.com. Sagicor General, wise financial thinking for life.